Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
We got Australia. I have more audio with Australia. So this is this. Okay, so this is the guy. He's like their health minister. He's the guy who was telling everybody when we played this 2 weeks ago, his original, like the earlier audio of him talking at a different time. He was saying that you have to wear your mask if you're on a footpath, even if you're in a pub, having a pint. And basically saying that you have to just absorb your drinks and food through osmosis. That's what's going to have to happen. I'm surprised, honestly, that they haven't come out and said, look, Australians, just sit by your items and then engage in osmosis and absorb your nutrients like that. Anyway, here he is talking about getting the double, triple, whatever vax and 6 feet of masks and what works and what doesn't. Listen to this.
I mean, yes, but as effective as the double vax is against you or me, if we're double vaxxed, becoming seriously ill, it is not. It does not prevent you from getting the virus, and it doesn't prevent you from spreading the virus.
Oh, so he's saying what Rochelle Walensky, the CDC, said. I made some people mad yesterday, online and on air, because I say, look, it's not a. Can we just be real? If it's a vaccine, what do vaccines do? You get immunity, right? Yeah. You don't get it again. I mean, you know, tell me about all the polio cases as I throw stuff around my studio. Tell me about all the polio cases that we're having. Oh, wait, we don't have those. I don't dislike vaccines. I dislike people who make other people get stuff and think that they have the right to assume someone else's risk ratio. But if it's a vaccine, then you get immunity from it, right? Yeah, you get immunity. It means you're not, but then they're telling us, well, it only, you can still transmit the virus. It's the Australian health person. And then our own CDC's Rochelle Walensky has said this. Anthony Fauci has said this. Everybody else with more than one brain cell to rub together has acknowledged this. Okay, that's fine. I get it. But then how is that not a therapeutic? And then when you ask people that, they short circuit and go, but my Trump. And then that's all you hear. But my Trump. January 6th, my Trump. Russia, my Russia. Mueller's coming. He came and went. There's nothing. It's true, though. You know I'm right. So I bring this up because I just see these points made over and over and over and over again by people, or this argument that people try to bring up. That's not following the science. And that's one of the biggest, that's one of these biggest lies with all of this. So if you're going to follow the science, then follow the science. And then that makes me wonder, well, why are they against other therapeutics that treat the severity of symptom, but yet this is kind of acting like a therapeutic? $1 million question, right? That's one of the biggest, this is some of the biggest lies that have just been pushed with all of this. Now, additionally, a couple of other things here that I have for you. I can't quote George Orwell enough lately. I really can't. This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms, pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
I feel this. I feel this study. So there's apparently, there's a new survey out that says deep and meaningful conversation, small talk, Deep and meaningful conversations with strangers are less awkward and more enjoyable than small talk. Duh, I hate small talk. I purposely go out of my way to avoid it. It's awful. It's the devil. Can't stand it. I don't care enough about to sit there and, oh, how's the weather? Psh, no, whatever. Just either have a conversation or don't. I hate the small. I love being validated by science and by surveys. I love it. All right. This, I only got to say this headline yesterday, but I need to come back to this because I want to understand how this happened. Some dude in Illinois woke up with a legit bat on his neck. Like, imagine you wake up in the morning and instead of Folgers in your cup, it's a bat on your neck, right? A man from Lake County, Illinois. He was bitten on the neck in mid-August. And then apparently he got rabies and it killed him. What in the world? He was in his 80s. And it took like over a month. But it was, he woke up with a bat on his neck. I got questions. You know, I've got a lot of questions about this. How does that happen? Number one, that's my first question. Best part of waking up, the bat on your neck. All right, so vitamin A nasal drops could help COVID patients recover their sense of smell. Isn't that interesting? Steve, you got yours back, but you know, just in the future, vitamin A, although you've got the natural, so now you probably have like really good immunity, but vitamin A nasal drops, they could help COVID patients recover their sense of smell. I don't know. All I know is vitamin A supposedly keeps the lining of the nose healthy. Too much can be harmful, so don't like, you know, snort it like a cokehead, but apparently it's like super. Why are you laughing at me? You know it's true. Let's see. U.S. hog herds are apparently, hog herds are declining. I just say this slowly. By the largest number in 22 years. I'm not quite sure. Maybe it's because of all the partisanship over bacon. I don't know. They said that U.S. hog herds experienced the most significant drop in months, monthly drop in two decades, according to latest data from USDA. And they said that it's the hog herd development over the last year due to labor disruptions. Oh, plus high animal feed. Look at that. Now you're hurting the bacon. The U.S. is to exclude travelers who got the Russian vaccine and it went to 70 countries because they say it doesn't really work, which actually I'm not really totally surprised at. According to the story from the Washington Post, beginning in November, U.S. rules will exclude that Sputnik vaccine as being considered an acceptable vaccine, which is going to potentially impact millions of travelers because they were looking to see distribution of this to like 70 other countries, but this is going to greatly impact this. So they said that they have a link to Russian state media. Oh, the surprising success of Sputnik, except no. But this is, again, Russia's playing politics with science. So is the United States. They're doing it too. They're playing politics with science. Just FYI. Yeah, they're playing politics with everything, including gun stuff, which we're going to talk about here coming up that you're not going to want to miss. And additionally, the Joe Manchin says reconciliation is dead on arrival if it doesn't include that Hyde Amendment, which really doesn't seem controversial at all whatsoever. But they're saying that it's controversial in the ongoing fight over the budget. Democrats are pushing forward in the reconciliation bill, creating a Medicaid-like program that lacks the Hyde Amendment, which is supposed to prevent us taxpayers from funding abortion on demand as birth control. But Joe Manchin's like, no, it's dead on arrival if it doesn't include this. People are so mad at him and Kristen Sinema, and I'm here for this. I don't know if you guys saw the latest CDC edict, because now what they're saying, it's very important stuff. Now what they're telling everybody is that pregnant people will be able, they need to get vaccinated. That's what the CDC is saying, that pregnant people need to get the vaccine. So women, you're in the clear. You don't have to. It didn't say pregnant women. It said pregnant people. So I just would, yeah. Not women, though, I guess.
I love those hot takes where it's like, women are people. And it's like, well, then say woman, because it's actually shorter.
Yeah. Men can't have babies. No. That's just how they're built. And I'm not going to have my language commandeered by sexist patriarchal stooges who don't want to actually follow the science. Now, I bring this up because this is supposed to be the agency that wants you to, they are supposed to be devoted to science. It said the CDC issues an urgent health advisory, strongly recommends COVID-19 vaccination. for those pregnant people, those recently pregnant or trying to become pregnant. Like, it's people. So just say, why do you have to erase women? What is, and how am I, I am not at all going to take any kind of lecture or direction from any kind of anti-science agency like this. I'm not going to. I'm not going to happen. These are the people who say, oh, well, you have to believe, you follow the science. Well, they're not following the science. This is the thing. We're going to talk a little bit about this here coming up because you're supposed to take them seriously as a bureaucratic agency that is devoted to science. But now, pregnant people, and this isn't the first time, or what was it, the chest feeding? Oh. They're called boobs. B-E-W-B-S, boobs. It's science. You okay?
I'm all
right. And the left is so, for so long, they love using the authority of these government agencies. It's an appeal to authority as a way to nullify like actual science and actual statistics. Like, for instance, where it comes to the Second Amendment. This same agency. Remember, the CDC, it's all about science, but it says chest feeding and pregnant people. You know. That they're all about science, except not. They're all about politics, really. This is the agency that decided to involve itself in lease agreements between parties in the same state. This is the same agency that tried to make it to where you had to pay for someone else to live on your property. This is the same. Yeah. So now they want to step outside of disease control even more. And they want to use their federal authority to falsely present a medical need to restrict firearm ownership. And this is what the left does. They use these government agencies to neutralize the challenge that actual statistics presents to their narrative. And this is the ongoing bastardization of public health threat, right? The corrupt definition of public health threat. This has been used as a mechanism for all of these agencies to just collect more and more and more and more power while everyone else watches their rights disappear. One of the main benefits of a mortgage refinance is that it frees up cash, so you have extra money to put towards your savings, home improvements, or anything else that you need. It can make a significant impact on your future and your daily life. That's why I recommend getting a free mortgage review from American Financing, America's home for home loans. Because at American Financing, their expert mortgage consultants keep things straightforward and focused on you. It's just a simple conversation around which loan program may be a better fit. Because interest rates remain near all-time lows, and chances are you can benefit from a mortgage refinance, so why not call them to learn more? It's really a no-pressure, no-obligation experience, and you may be able to postpone two mortgage payments. Call 866-574-2500. That's 866-574-2500. Or apply online at AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing, NMLS number 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I don't know what I think about this. I kind of like it. It's kind of funny. Florida students were arrested while protesting their Florida principal at their Florida school, Lakeland, Florida. Joan Martinez was one of the dozens of parents who came to pick their kids up early from Kathleen High School. Her son called after several students were arrested during a protest calling for the termination of the school's principal, Dariford Jones. The Polk County Sheriff's Office arrested 15 students. Disruption of school function, resisting an officer without violence, false name to a law enforcement officer. Somebody had a weapon. I don't know who it was, but they said it was largely peaceful. It was organized by history teacher and football coach Tamaris Hill. He said Jones had taken away all the after school activities except for sports and allegedly locked school doors with students waiting outside. So they wanted homecoming. They wanted to be able to, you know, basically have, like they said, we have to ask permission to leave and go outside to enjoy our lunch, etc. So they said that when Jones became principal in April, the school spirit went downhill. They said that it sounds like a lockdown thing, right?
Yeah.
So I'm totally on the kid's side with this.
Yep.
If I was a parent, I'd have been out there too. Ann, what of it? What's good? I'd have been right out there with them.
Yep.
Go kids. See, if my kid was like protesting and being, and I mean, because you have a right to protest and was protesting the lockdown that didn't follow the science of the principal. And if my kid was suspended, I would take them on a trip is what I would do. I would reward them for this. This stuff is silly. People are ridiculous. And some of this stuff, like they wouldn't even be letting the kids go outside. You got to be kidding me. Parents are having enough of this stuff. Kids are having enough too. When you get the kids mad, I mean, you know, that's something else. All right. So we have, let's see, I can't read that one. Nope. Ooh, there was a woman who was seen, pull this up, driving a convertible Mini Cooper hauling a full-size couch in Estero, Florida. People, I love this comment from Florida Highway Patrol, Lieutenant Greg Bueno. It's a horrible idea. That's his quote. It's a horrible idea. The couch itself is bigger than the Mini Cooper. And it is. It can't even fit in it. I don't even know how they're driving the car. But they ended up getting in trouble. They said that it wasn't properly strapped down. She's literally holding it with her arm. Oh my gosh. And she was on a busy interstate. Can you imagine if you were driving behind this thing? I wouldn't want to drive behind this thing and have a couch fly out of their Mini Cooper. Oh, a Florida woman sent fake threat text messages to get a restraining order on her date. Lake County, Florida, again. She wanted to get her date in trouble. Vanessa Restrepo. She was unhappy with the man she targeted. So now she has a number of charges against her. Man, don't be crazy.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.